Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Well, I see those orange barrels are starting to pop up around the mid-Michigan area, aren't they?
They definitely are. It's definitely spring around here.
Well, you know, I have a different attitude. Whenever I see those, I always think about the good things that are coming. We experienced a lot of change in that little corridor on I-96 from Meridian Road all the way through 127, and that's a pretty nice drive for me in the morning. So I try to be positive now when I see those barrels.
Definitely, and there is some, I mean, there's a lot of good coming in, but unfortunately there is some pain at the beginning when we have to get through the construction project, but afterwards we do have some good changes coming to some of our roadways around the Lansing area.
All right, well, let's talk about MDOT projects that are going to start, if they haven't started already, throughout the mid-Michigan area.
Well, we do. One of the biggest ones we actually are starting this weekend, that will be an eastbound detour on Saginaw out near the Lansing Mall. That project is starting up. We'll really start ramping up this weekend. We have some other work kicking off closer to the Mason area. We also have some work out near Grand Ledge. So, but you'll start to see more and more barrels as spring progresses.
And those projects out and throughout the area, how long will they take? And there's the big three that you mentioned. How long will that work take?
Well, most of our projects will go a full season. They'll go through the summer into the fall. So, but a lot of our work is staged and shifted, so to try and minimize those impacts as much as possible, because we understand motorists still have to get through our construction zones.
Now, the work on I-96 over there near the Grand Ledge off-ramp, there was a lot of work there last season too, wasn't there?
There was. We primarily focused on the highway itself on I-96, and then this year the focus will be on M-43 Saginaw. So that's where you'll see a lot of the work done this year.
Now, this past Saturday, work began on a weave merge lane on US 127 northbound between Grand River and Lake Lansing.
There has, yes. In fact, that project will be wrapped up by Memorial Day before a lot of the summer travel hits, but that'll be a good thing for motorists either getting off on Grand River and maybe wanting to just go up to Lake Lansing. Now they won't have to merge onto the highway, and that'll really help motorists who are on the highway itself. So it'll be a huge safety improvement in that area.
Now, there's a tentative Cedar Street project that's due to start at Pennsylvania Avenue and go north to Lake Lansing Road. Talk about that.
That project is scheduled to go. We're still waiting to hear when exactly we'll be doing that project, whether during the day or on nights and weekends. We have a Lansing City Council meeting coming up near the end of the month, and we'll determine that. But that project will be kicking off in a couple weeks as well. We have some sidewalk and ramp work to do. So you still will be seeing some closures out there in a couple weeks.
And I know that you have a great place for people to go and find out where MDOT is working throughout the state of Michigan.
We absolutely do. We have what we call a drive site. If you go to michigan.gov/drive, we have a lot of good information there for projects across the state. So no matter where you're traveling this summer across Michigan, you can go there to get information.
So obviously we want people to leave earlier. They need to drive safely, and they need to be concerned about the workers working. I know I've heard the commercials about all the fines and jail times and whatnot, which could happen if you're driving recklessly around workers.
Absolutely, and this is actually National Work Zone Safety Week. So as those orange barrels pop up, that is a really important message to get out to motorists is, yes, not only for the worker's safety, but for your safety. We need you to basically slow down and pay attention in those work zones.
Last year, did you have any workers injured throughout the calendar year?
We did. In fact, actually, just within the last couple months, we had, unfortunately, a worker hit who was out patching potholes around the Kalamazoo area and was gravely injured. So we've had a worker hit, one of our workers, out repairing our roads. So at all, whether it's now or over the winter, we always need people to watch out for the trucks and the cones and to pay attention out there.
All right. Before we let you go, Carrie, one last time, give the information for that website.
Sure. It's michigan.gov/ and then the word drive, D-R-I-V-E. We'll hook you into either the MDOT website or a lot of this other information.
Carrie, is that radio station programming still exist where there is a certain place on a dial you can go and find out about road construction?
We at MDOT do not have that. I know several local municipalities might still utilize that, but we do not. We're primarily more focused now on the more social media, Facebook, Twitter, website information. So we've been focused more on that area.
All right. Carrie Arendt is with MDOT. Thanks so much for your information.
Thank you.